time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Talking this time around once again with Verena Menick from the University of Manitoba. And we're talking about ageism. So is ageism still a thing in society, Verena?
Unfortunately, it is. It doesn't seem to go away, unfortunately. So ageism means discrimination against people based on their age. Ageism against older adults involves misperceptions, biases, negative attitudes, simply because somebody's older, or misperceptions about aging.
Right. So how does it impact older adults, ageism, directly? What are the direct impacts?
Yeah, there's many of them. Sometimes people feel disrespected, so that can be a personal impact. So if somebody gets talked down to simply because they're older, they can feel disrespected, of course. If they're ignored simply because they're older, that's again disrespected. Shows up in the workplace when employers may not hire an older person simply because they're older, and it's that misperception that an older person can't contribute, maybe can't pull their weight anymore, doesn't fit in, doesn't relate to a younger audience anymore. In the healthcare setting, it can have a major impact when health problems are discounted. Let me give you a personal example. My father had a sore shoulder, and he went to his physician, who just said, "Well, it just hurts.
It's age.
Right?
Yeah.
It's age, just so." He went home and it didn't go away, and finally went back, and lo and behold, it was a broken collarbone.
Oh.
So it's those misperceptions that can have a real impact on people's lives.
Yeah. And it's not just, you were mentioning about the workplace and things like that. It's not just the workplace. Ageism exists within families too, doesn't it?
It exists within families. It exists within us. Sometimes we hear people say things that are really ageist, like even things like, the great tsunami is coming. I hear older people saying that. Imagine the great tsunami, that is the population aging. Like, we have an aging population, we know that. A tsunami is a really deadly natural disaster.
It is.
So basically, we're comparing ourselves to a natural disaster, and that's really not a very nice perception. Or things like, I can't do that. Well, I'm too old for that. That too is a negative attitude. And that too has an impact. There's been a lot of research on it. It has an impact on people's lives, ultimately on their health. And we can see how that can happen. If we are negative about aging ourselves, it impacts what we do, and that has negative health impacts.
Yeah, so that sort of leads into the next question about the fact that even older people have negative views sometimes when it comes to being older.
Yeah.
And ageism as well.
Absolutely, yes. And earlier you mentioned within the family, again, that too happens. Dad can't do that anymore. Oh, well, it's just old age. Of course, he's going to have a sore shoulder. Well, so what? I'm not going to take dad to the physician. So it impacts many, many levels of our lives.
I have to admit, and this is, like, again, speaking personally, because, people that I've seen, not people I've observed, sometimes people use that to their advantage, though, too, don't they? And I don't know if that's something they should always be doing. It's like, well, I can't, you do it for me. I'm old. And they can very well do it, but sometimes people will take the other route and they will use it to their advantage.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Often what we see is that family members then help too much. It's a kind of a tough balance, right? You want to help, and the person may need help, but if you don't use it, you lose it. I mean, that there's really something to that saying.
Well, exactly. It's like, say, an elderly person who, I don't feel like going out. I don't want to go out. Well, you know what the thing is? Muscles are very vindictive. If you don't use them mm-hmm. often enough, they decide mm-hmm. to stay home permanently, and you start becoming more and more reliant on sitting on the couch or in bed. That goes to another point about being active and all that. But I mean, it's all still part of that. So when you use that to your advantage and say, well, I can't do that because I'm older. You do it for me because I'm mm-hmm. old. You're only hurting yourself at that point.
Yes, you are. Yeah. And for family members, then they will often jump in too soon. And I get it, right? We all want to do that.
Exactly.
We want to help. Like, oh yeah, you don't want to make an older person get up and get into the kitchen and get their own.
Because you feel cruel at that point.
Exactly.
You feel like a bad person.
On the other hand, if that keeps happening, then you do decline. I mean, like you said, the muscles, they do decline. We don't use it, we lose it. Also cognitively, mentally, if you start saying to yourself, well, I can't do this anymore, I can't learn anything new, that also then promotes more decline.
So what can we do about ageism?
Well, I think the first thing is we have to be aware of it in ourselves, in our families, in the older person in our lives. When you hear those comments about, I can't, I'm too old, well, maybe not. Maybe you're not too old. In society at large, I think it's a big issue that needs to be called out, the ageism in the workplace, that older workers do have a contribution to make. Maybe it means retraining. The media needs to be called out for reinforcing some of those ageist views. We hear it a lot. And let me just get back to this comment about the great tsunami. It irritates me to no end. That needs to stop.
Right.
So comments like that need to be, people need to be made aware of, that that is ageist and it needs to stop.
Ageism, if you're responsible for it or if you contribute to it, think about it next time before you say something that goes along with that. It's a huge, huge problem for a lot of people. We've been chatting today with Professor Verena Menick from the Department of Community Health Sciences at the University of Manitoba. Verena, as always, a pleasure. Thank you for coming in and visiting with us at CJNU.
Thanks for having me.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
God only knows what I'd be without you.